This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls City Council has approved a request to remove more dead or dying ash trees from public streets. The city has pursued the project for years, hoping to minimize the potential damage caused by the invasive emerald ash borer. John Jimenez is the director of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry for the city of Chippewa Falls and says they're hoping to remove over 300 ash trees from city streets this year.
The goal is to remove all of the remaining ash trees that are left on public boulevard streets within the city limits. Back in 2016, I believe the department, much like others across Wisconsin, were addressing emerald ash, and so the process started then. And so there's come a long way, but in the past couple of years, it's been challenging to keep up with everything.
Conservation experts estimate the invasive beetles will eventually kill 99% of the ash trees in the state. Jimenez also says the damage caused by the beetles can pose a safety risk for people with ash trees on their properties or pedestrians walking near one.
They damage and hurt the biostructure of the tree, allowing the tree to be weak enough to where, you know, on a heavy storm or winds, the branches and things can fall and cause damage to persons or public property. And so in efforts to avoid that and to do our best to ensure that those things don't happen, we want to be as proactive as we can with this.
The city will accept bids from contractors for the work, which will determine how much the project will cost in total and if the city can remove all of the remaining ash trees and stumps. Jimenez also says completing the tree removal project will free up their staff to focus on other projects and services for the community. As respiratory virus activity ticks up with the winter, some Wisconsin counties are working to expand access to flu tests. Local health departments are stocking public health vending machines with free flu and COVID-19 tests, providing residents with an easy way to manage their own health. According to a WPR report, officials say the goal of the free tests is to help people figure out what treatment to seek when they're feeling sick while limiting the potential spread of the virus. Flu cases have surged across the country following the holiday season, with the CDC reporting Wisconsin is among 45 states with high or very high flu activity. The public health vending machines typically dispense items like Narcan, fentanyl test strips, and hygiene products. They become increasingly common across Wisconsin, with many funded by a national legal settlement against drug manufacturers, distributors, and pharmacies over their role in the opioid crisis. In addition to the respiratory virus test kits, some of the public health vending machines are also now offering residents winter supplies like hats and gloves. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health has released its 2025 review on youth mental health in the state. The agency's report found a large increase in young adults suffering from mental health issues like depression and anxiety. It also found that major depressive episodes have continued to become more common in children, both in Wisconsin and across the country. Addressing youth mental health has been a major focus in Wisconsin, with $4 million in funding allocated for child advocacy centers across the state last year. Students and advocates, however, say that funding does not fully address persistent staffing shortages for mental health professionals in their schools and communities. While mental health struggles continue to become more prevalent, the report did find that children who are comfortable openly communicating their feelings with their families were less likely to struggle with mental health issues. Agency officials are urging parents to support that kind of open communication by listening, discussing, and supporting their children's ideas. Menards officially launched its annual food drive this month. From now until March 31st, Menards stores will collect non-perishable food items to support a local food bank in their areas. There are two Menards stores in Eau Claire, both of which will donate the food collected through the drive to Feed My People Food Bank. The drive comes at a crucial time for the food bank as officials report an increase in demand for their assistance. Feed My People Food Bank will also continue to host multiple pop-up pantries at the Alpine Road Menards location each month. State Senator Kelda Royce is calling on Wisconsin's congressional delegation to push for a suspension of immigration and customs enforcement action in the state until an independent investigation into the shooting of a Minnesota woman takes place. In a letter, State Senator Royce called the ICE agent who shot Renee Nicole Good violent and untrained and accused the agency of acting with impunity. She's calling for the suspension of ICE raids until local communities are assured that agents are properly trained to obey their laws and respect the constitutional rights of residents. The Children's Museum of Eau Claire is expanding its library membership program to reach more rural areas of western Wisconsin. According to a Leader Telegram report, the expansion gives patrons of 12 other libraries access to the library membership program. The program seeks to share more educational opportunities with rural communities and allow people to check out a membership card at their local library to access services through the Children's Museum of Eau Claire. Officials are also hoping it encourages those residents to visit other Eau Claire locations. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced two new options for license plates. According to agency officials, the new blackout and butter yellow license plate designs are now available for purchase. Residents interested in buying the plates will need to pay a $15 fee up front and $25 annually. Adding personal characters to the license plate will also cost an additional $15 a year. The fees for the plates will go to support the state's transportation fund, with officials expecting them to generate over $25 million over the next 3 years. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NCAA. The Wisconsin Badgers on the road at Minnesota. The Gophers with a record of 10-6. The Badgers now 11-5 after that huge win over the weekend against number 2 ranked Michigan. NBA, the Bucks are at home. They're taking on the Timberwolves. NFL, the Packers players beginning their offseason. Should Matt LaFleur be back as the head coach? I asked Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I believe so. I've had my fair share of coaches and people around this league that I've been around, and Matt's one of the best guys and people, like, as a person I've been around since I've been in this league. I reached out to him when I started seeing this, and I said, man, when I agreed to come here, like, you were part of the reason why I came here. I want you a part of this, and, you know, I love you. I think you're a great coach, and, you know, he appreciated those words, and we had a brief conversation, but Matt is, I think he's a great guy.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and breezy today. A few light rain showers possible mainly in the morning. Highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-teens. Mostly sunny Wednesday, but much colder. Highs only near 20. Continued breezy as well. Current temperature is 37.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.